Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking to really accelerate your personal growth? If so, go to my website and download the free Abundance Benchmark. It's going to give you some amazing feedback on where you're stuck in life. Again, it's totally free, and you can grab yours right now at MatthewBivens.com. Welcome to Having It All. My name is Matthew Bivens, and each week I bring you conversations and insights that explore the question, what does having it all mean to you? My goal is to leave you with stories you can relate to and messages you can take action on so that you can create an abundant, loving life. I am so excited that you're here to hang out with me today. Now, let's jump right into this episode.
I'm incredibly excited to be bringing you guys today's episode for a number of reasons that I'm going to get into in a minute. But I do want to apologize for the fact that this episode is coming a few days later than they normally publish. Typically, I publish on Tuesdays, but this episode, you might be hearing it on a Friday, maybe even a Saturday. And so I do want to apologize for not keeping on the consistent schedule. And the reason why I'm publishing a few days late is because this past Sunday, September 11th at 10:43 a.m., my wife Sarah and I welcomed our baby Maya into the world. She was born about 25 feet from where I'm sitting in our bedroom. We had a home birth, and it was an incredible, beautiful, powerful, humbling, amazing experience. And so we have been new parents for the past 4 or so days now, and you know, that kind of consumed my attention and my energy and my sleep. So again, I apologize for not getting the episode up sooner. But you know, it's really the experience of Maya's birth and what Sarah and I went through, what I watched and witnessed and went through with Sarah, that is the topic of today's podcast conversation, because I want to talk a little bit about faith, and not faith in the sense that in like a religious or a spiritual sense, but faith in the more literal definition of the word, which if you type it into Google, which I've done, faith is a complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And what I witnessed this past Sunday was Sarah's complete faith in herself, in me, in the birthing team that we assembled, in the different things that we had done to prepare for Maya's birth, and in the beautiful process, which was Maya making her way from Sarah's tummy out into the world. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about today. And I'm actually going to, Sarah and I actually started a brand new podcast, and I'm going to be, we're going to be sharing our home birth experience in its entirety, in as much detail as we can remember on this new podcast. And so if you're at all interested in hearing about our birth story, what went down when, you know, Sarah started going into labor around 11 p.m. and almost 12 hours later when Maya was born. If you want to hear that whole story, then go check it out. Go check out the new podcast. It's called Doing It at Home, Our Home Birth Podcast. And it is brand spanking new. iTunes approved the show just about a week ago. And so there's only a few episodes up right now. And by the time this comes out, we may or may not have published the birth experience story. But I will put a link to the show in the show notes for this episode. And go check it out, because again, we're going to get into the entire birth story. So if you're interested in home birth, if you're interested in hearing about our experience, go check it out.
Hey, friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off. What's up, friends? This episode is sponsored by Factor, my go-to source for delicious and ready-to-eat meals. Sarah and I are very intentional with what we feed our family. We know that food is fuel, and mealtime not only gives us a chance to connect as a family, but also take care of our bodies. That's why we are grateful we found Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Our family loves the smoothies and wellness shots in particular. With Factor, you can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. So, what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Head to factormeals.com/havingitall50 and use code HAVINGITALL50 to get 50% off. That's code HAVINGITALL50 at factormeals.com/havingitall50 to get 50% off.
Now back to, again, the topic for today, faith. You can think of faith as the combination of trust and surrender. And it's really that surrender portion that I want to talk about and focus on today, because that's what I experienced so much of with Sarah on Sunday. First of all, Maya's due date, you know, the due date that we first got when we went back, in December when we were with an OB, OBGYN, we initially were going to do a traditional hospital birth, but around the third month is when we fully transitioned and fully jumped into home birth. But anyway, the OB said that our due date was going to be September 5th, so the 5th of September, and Maya came 6 days later. So just a very easy example of surrender is we had to surrender to when she would be born, surrender to when she decided to come into the world. We also had to surrender to what the onset of labor looked like. You know, there's so many things that you read about when you're preparing to have a baby. And if you have children yourself, if you listening have kids yourself, then you know, like you've probably read a bunch of books or maybe some blog articles or just some regular articles, whatever you've been reading, magazines. And somewhere in there, they talk about, well, this happens first and then this happens second. And that's how you know that your baby's coming. Well, none of that stuff happened with Sarah and I, or at least we didn't recognize it. So we really had to surrender to what the onset of labor looked like, because by the time we realized Sarah was in labor, you know, she was having almost minute-long contractions that were coming every 2 or 3 minutes. And for those who, you know, are not familiar with the process, by that point, you're getting pretty close. And so we realized, oh my, okay, this is happening, when it was pretty close. So we really had to surrender to what the onset looked like, because it didn't look like what we were told and what we read about. And, you know, we also had to surrender to how long it was going to take. You know, was this going to be a quick labor? You know, a lot of the things that we, again, had been told or read about said that your first child, you typically, you know, women typically labor longer. So were we going to have a quick labor or a long labor? You really have zero idea once you're, you know, once it begins, once it gets going. You really don't know how long it could take. So we had to surrender to that, and we had to surrender to the final outcome. When Maya came out, you know, we didn't know whether or not there was going to be complications with mom or with baby. We didn't know whether Maya was going to come out with, I don't know, something that hadn't fully formed with her body. We just didn't know these things. And so there's a whole lot of surrender when it comes to just how things are going to play out in the end. And thankfully for us, you know, we're incredibly grateful that everything was perfect. You know, Maya came out perfect. Sarah came out, you know, relatively unscathed, and she had a little bit of tearing, which had to get sutured up, but, you know, we'll take it. You know, if that's it, we'll absolutely take it. And so there was just an insane amount of surrender happening on Sunday. And on the trust side of things, there was so much trust that Sarah had in the coaching, you know, the coaching that she had received from, you know, we had a birth team there. So we had three midwives. Well, we had a midwife and the two apprentices. And then we also had, what is it? Day, Shonda, Nancy, myself, my mom. We had five people there supporting Sarah. And some of them were her coaches. Some of them were, you know, personal training coaches, life coaches, people that Sarah had been coached by for a number of years now. And so she trusted the coaching. You know, she trusted all the preparation that we did. We did a course called Hypno Babies, which helps really create a powerful, empowering, healthy, peaceful, comfortable mindset for mom and baby during labor, during birthing time. And Sarah just trusted that all the things she'd been doing for months were going to work. There was an insane amount of trust in all the people in the room that everybody there was going to play the roles that they were there for. Each person on our birthing team was there for a very specific reason. You know, we didn't have anybody there who was simply to observe. We didn't want anybody in the room just to watch the show, really. Everybody had a very specific role, and we trusted that everyone was going to play their role and was going to do an amazing job at it. And we really trusted in a healthy final outcome. And Sarah trusted, you know, that she was going to be able to give whatever she needed so that Maya could just slide on into the world. So faith is trust plus surrender. And so many elements of that were on display on Sunday. Again, check out the podcast, Doing It at Home, and you can hear all about the entire experience if you're interested in that. So as I was sort of thinking, okay, what do I want to talk about today? Because I definitely have been moved by this experience, and moved is really putting it lightly. I feel like my my entire life has shifted. My lens has shifted. My heart has grown. Really, Maya just cracked my heart right open, and it's incredible. But it made me really think, and where in my life do I not have faith? You know, where am I lacking trust, and where am I lacking surrender? And how is my lack of trust and lack of surrender really hindering a process from flowing? Because birthing is a process, right? When labor kicks in, that first sign that you're in labor, well, now that's the beginning of this really final stage of pregnancy, but it's the beginning of this process of moving your baby from your belly down through the birth canal and out into the world. And so without faith, without trust, without surrender, that process can be complicated. It can be painful. It can be quite lengthy. And so you have to have all these different things in place in order to do your best to make the process go as smoothly as it possibly can. So I was thinking about that for myself, and I'm asking you the question. You know, where are you hindering a smooth, healthy, quick, comfortable process in your life? Where are you failing to have faith? Are you lacking trust? Are you resisting surrender? There has to be an area in your life. Maybe not has to, but I bet there's an area in your life where you are lacking a little bit of trust and a little bit of surrender. And hopefully by hearing me pose this question to you, it's going to allow you to shine a little bit of light on those areas so that you can address them. Because I know what it's like to expect a certain type of outcome once you enter a process and just be frustrated as all hell when it's not happening and not really knowing why it's happening. Or you believe it's external. It's some reason out there is why the process isn't moving the way that you think it should. So it could be in a career or your relationship or your health. You know, those are all things that can undergo a certain process that are going to require faith. They're going to require trust. They're going to require surrender. So here's a couple of things you can look out for that might be signs that you aren't using faith or having faith, that you aren't trusting, that you aren't surrendering. This is what it can look like. So things can just simply take longer. You know, the process that maybe might take a certain amount of time might double or triple because you aren't trusting it, because you aren't surrendering to it. I had a friend, a really close friend of mine, who was looking for a new job, and his ability to really just trust in himself and his value and his qualifications, and to just surrender to the process of finding a job, rather than trying to influence the things that he could not control, that, in my opinion, absolutely led to him getting the job offer that he was really going after and that he really wanted. He didn't need it, and that was a great distinction for him, the difference between needing something and wanting something. He wanted this, and so he surrendered to the things that he could not control. But the things that were within his circle of influence, I mean, he did every freaking thing he could. But he did it with this amazing amount of faith that if he just followed the process, did the things that he knew to do, that the outcome would happen on its own time. Because you can surrender to the process, you can surrender to the end result, right? And so he surrendered to the end result, what that might look like. And it was incredible. It can also, when you don't fully have faith and you don't trust and surrender, it can also create situations where things are more painful. And so a very, very simple example of this is just sitting in a dentist chair, right? You're sitting in a dentist chair and you're fussing around. You're not trusting the doctor. You're not trusting their assistants. You're not surrendering to what they're asking you to do. They're saying, look to your left and you're not going far enough. They're saying open wide and you're not opening wide enough. And what happens? It makes the process longer, and many times it makes it freaking more painful. And I really am not a huge fan of sitting in a dental chair. But I understand that if I can just sit there and do what they say and surrender and just trust that they know what they're doing and they're going to be as gentle as they possibly can and that they aren't there to hurt me, then typically what tends to happen is it's more comfortable for me and it's a lot quicker. But also, you know, we want to go a little bit deeper. Let's look at relationships. You know, when you are dependent on a person in a relationship, really what you're doing is you're blocking the process of creating a synergistic and interdependent relationship with that person. Your dependence on them is blocking any sort of possibility of real synergy happening. You know, and synergy is when you take one person and you add another person and you get 1,000, right? 1 + 1 = 1,000. That's synergy, as opposed to 1 + 1 = 2. Or in some cases, 1 + 1 can = 1.5, because the person that you're with is just taking you down. But that's a topic for a different podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So in relationships, if you're not surrendering to the process of creating something truly synergistic and interdependent, then it can become painful. It can become long and arduous. Another area that can really suffer from your lack of faith, and this is funny, it just made me think of Star Wars. There's my nerd side coming out. Your lack of faith is disturbing. Anyway, another area that can truly suffer from your lack of faith is your health, right? Your body has so many natural processes that we consistently block. Like, for example, super simple example is using water to hydrate and cleanse your system. How many of us are drinking enough water every day? There's a process that your body goes through when it ingests enough water. Things that can happen only when you have the proper amount of water in your system. And if you're substituting water for something else, then you are absolutely messing with this process. You know, let's say that you'd like to drink Gatorade instead of water all day long. So you might have one glass of water, but you'll have 12 glasses of Gatorade. Well, now you're just sort of interrupting that process that would be going on were you taking in the proper things. So there's a lot of different ways that failing to have trust and failing to surrender can show up in your life. And so my experience with Sarah and with baby Maya and our whole birth team and everything around that, what that really showed me on Sunday was the incredible importance of having faith. On trusting myself, trusting those people that I've intentionally placed around me, trusting my training, you know, whether it's things I've been practicing, habits I've been instilling, new skills I've been learning, whatever it is, trusting the training and surrendering. Surrendering to the process, surrendering to the things that I cannot control, surrendering to my ego. And it just showed me how incredibly important those things are, and what can happen when you do those things. What can happen when you have faith, when you do trust fully, and when you do surrender. So that's what I'm asking you today. You know, this is a short episode. I am always on daddy duty now, so While baby Maya is being fed, I'm taking this quick opportunity to hop on the podcast mic and share with you all. And again, I appreciate you giving me a couple extra days to put this episode together. And I have a nice little stockpile of episodes, but they are earmarked for later on. And so I wanted to crank this one out. And I really just wanted to get you all thinking about faith. You know, faith, complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Are you lacking faith in yourself? Are you lacking trust in yourself and in your own abilities? Are you lacking faith in your partner, your significant other, a person that you chose to be in your life? You asked them to be in your life, yet you aren't fully trusting them. You aren't having faith in them. Are you lacking faith in your job or a business that you're growing? And you feel like, you know what, I don't trust this thing. Perhaps you're just inches away from striking gold, and all you need to do is surrender. Maybe you're lacking faith in relationships with siblings or friends. You don't believe that they can ever reach a certain level or become repaired or whatever it is. Whatever it is in your life, just shine a little bit of light on it. And, you know, when you are thinking about what it might look like, think back to a birth story that you've heard. Any birth, any freaking birth, is an incredible example of faith. And I'll probably be doing an episode on just how incredible women are. Every single woman, whether you've given birth or not, you simply have the ability to do that, to endure, to have courage, unconditional love. All of those things are on display when a woman is giving birth, and it's just fucking phenomenal. So yes, there will be an entire episode on that. But I appreciate you letting me skip around a little bit today. I am going off a little bit less sleep. But yeah, just think about faith, trust, surrender in your life. And I'd love to hear perhaps an area in your life where you feel you are lacking faith, where trusting is difficult and surrendering fear feels nearly impossible. If you want to share, shoot me an email. I love giving out my personal email address, and it's just been incredibly, incredibly humbling and awesome to see the emails I've been receiving from you all. Keep sending them my way, and I answer every single one. You know, it might take me 48 hours, but I will give you an answer to my email. I'll give you some feedback. I'll share with you my perspective on things, on whatever you're going through. So if there's an area in your life where you feel you are lacking some faith, then I'd love to hear about it. Or if there is an area in your life where you just felt like recently you have displayed the most supreme amount of faith, trust, and surrender ever, and you just want to share that, you want to say, dude, look at what I was capable of doing. I would love to hear that as well. I would love to hear your examples of just being amazing, being a badass. So send them both to me. My personal email address, yes, this is my personal email address, is mattcbivens@gmail.com. M-A-T-T-C as in cat, Bivens, B-I-V-E-N-S @gmail.com. Shoot me an email and I will get back to you. And if you're enjoying this podcast, if you like the stuff that I talk about, I would so much appreciate a review on iTunes. iTunes reviews are awesome. They help the show get found by other people. So you can click on the little button at the bottom of the show notes and leave a little review. Lastly, if you listen to the episode published just before this, it is a new thing that I'm doing called the Epic Challenge. And essentially, an Epic Challenge is an area in your life where you feel stuck. You feel stuck in your understanding. You're unable to get out of your own way, and you want some outside perspective. You want someone to help you to move and create a new experience. Well, what I'm doing is I am inviting you, the listener, yes, you, to come on an episode with me, and we will explore your Epic Challenge. You'll get some amazing feedback, and myself, along with all the listeners, will help hold you accountable to creating a new experience for yourself. So if that sounds like something you're up for, if you've got the courage to do it, then hop over to my website, matthewbivens.com, and click on the tab that says Epic Challenge. or just type into your browser matthewbivens.com/epic-challenge, and you can fill out just a couple of questions, and we'll get you on the show. We'll get you on an episode, and we will explore your epic challenge. And the goal is really to create breakthroughs. So if you're looking for some aha moments and some breakthroughs in your life in any area, it doesn't matter what the area is, then I totally would love to talk to you. And this is open to anyone. Any person can come on the show with me. And so with that, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I'm humbled. I'm incredibly humbled and grateful that you give me a few minutes of your time every week. And yeah, I'm stepping into this new thing called fatherhood, and it's just a wild, amazing, heart-growing, loss for words type of experience. And you might hear some different types of episodes coming up soon, because I'm a changed man. So with that, my name is Matthew Bivens, and here is to you having it all. Two quick things before you leave. First, did you know that the Having It All podcast is a part of the Fireside Network? Yep, we are one of the esteemed shows that calls Fireside Network home. That means if you ever want to listen to a show outside of iTunes or Stitcher or whatever your favorite podcasting app is, all you need to do is visit firesidenetwork.com and under shows, select Having It All. From there, you can access all the episodes, see the show notes, learn about my guests, and more. Second, I am very excited to announce that my brand new website is live. Visit matthewbivens.com and you can learn more about me, get plugged into an accountability group, and pick up some free content like the Abundance Benchmark. I am all about helping you not only identify what your ideal life looks like, but also helping you on your journey towards it. I want you to experience more abundance and love in your life. So, again, you can find out more information about all of that great stuff at matthewbivens.com. Thank you once more for listening to the show, and here is to you having it all.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.